going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Will Campbell said he had a meeting with you five this past fall. He said, get to the base. What was your experience like with the team in that conversation, maybe the evaluation process through the pre-draft?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a meeting. I was at practice, and practice ended, and Sherman Wilson, who's a works at LSU, brought Bartwell over, and we had a conversation, and he told me that he really would love to be a New England Patriot, and I kind of just assumed at the time that he said that to every scout that came by. But you know, we as some of those conversations continued, you know, postseason and seeing him at the combine and stuff like that, he was being genuine about it. He really was locked in on us. And we were locked in on him for a long time, too.
Elliot Wolf on Friday evening. First time he had met with the media since the Patriots selected Will Campbell. This is a theme that's come up over and over again. Campbell was on WEEI Afternoons on Friday. He talked about it. Vrabel talked about it after the Patriots drafted him. The idea that Campbell really wanted to be a Patriot really mattered to the Pats. And I don't know, I don't know how calculating he is, how cunning he is. I don't know anything about his agent.
Yeah.
But it makes me kind of wonder if whoever represents him was like, play this up with them. They're gonna lap this up. Play it. You want to be a Patriot. They won all these championships. There's no place you'd rather play. You love Mike Vrabel. Like,
I know. It's
such a talking point from all of them. Campbell, right, Vrabel, right. Wolf. I forget now. I watched the little photo op on Friday at Gillette Stadium where Robert talked. He might have referenced it there too. They are loving that he told them how much he wants to be a Patriot.
Good agent.
Just throw it onto the list with all the other things I question about that pick. Like, did they like his attitude or did they like his tape? Do they like that he wants to be a Patriot or do they like his tape? You know, so throw that onto the list as well, where I still have trouble giving them an A or an A+. Dame Brugler came out today at The Athletic. Favorite draft out of anyone, the Patriots. I personally can't go there because I don't love the Campbell pick. So I have a hard time, even if I love some of what they did on day two, outweighing what I don't love on day one. I gave him a good solid B. That's not a bad grade. But I can't go to the A range if I don't think the first guy is a left tackle.
No, the first pick is weighted way more than all the other picks. And maybe it's all the other picks combined with the first pick, especially when the first pick is as high as the Patriots was. So I get it. I still think it's like a B+. And that's because there's other guys at four I would have liked more and then maybe could have changed how you did things. But once you got into Friday night and Saturday, I liked a ton of those picks.
Me too.
Trevion Henderson was my favorite player available going into night two, and they took him. So, like, I love that. It is funny, though, going back to some of the different comments and stuff pre-draft and how Mike Vrabel made a point to say, like, we want really good players first and not just like a bunch of good guys. If you look at it, they pretty much took all good guys. Now, maybe it's a combination of like good guys and good players. Like, I like Henderson as the player, so I'm not going to be like, oh, you only took him because he's a good guy. But just from reading some of the recaps and the people that followed it even more closely, it's a lot of team captains. It's a lot of guys that everyone's a great teammate, great this, that, and the other thing. So it did seem like there was some priority in that.
And look, Henderson was not my favorite back in the draft. I don't think he's a three-down guy because he's smaller. He's only 202. But again, maybe that mold, maybe that mold is changing. And even if he's a playmaker on third, that can be a significant role.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't hate that pick, but to your point about players that they believe in as like good teammates and not, that's a real juxtaposition, 38 and 39. I liked Burden a lot. People don't. People thought he quit on the season. People question, I guess, his girlfriend, his just general attitude. Where, oh, wow, a guy with a bad attitude got taken at 39. Interesting. I thought guys with bad attitudes dropped to the fifth round. But, okay, fine. He goes at 39. That's a real interesting juxtaposition right there. You get a good guy, like a across-the-board, well-regarded good guy, who I think can play in Travion Henderson. I'm not sure he's a full-time player, but I definitely think he can play explosive, a real game-breaker type of player. But back-to-back, Burden was a bigger need. Did you not take the guy at a bigger need who... I think on some boards was higher rated than Travion Henderson because you have off-field questions about him. Maybe you're right, and maybe that'll work out. But if Burden's a player, I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to wonder about that. And so what I do love about what they did on day two, Keith, and we spent a lot of time, we felt it was important to come in and talk about this on Friday. We spent a lot of time on Will Campbell and our thoughts on that. But with these picks on day two, on Friday evening, I like that they are game breakers. I like that they're explosive. They're both small, so you're sacrificing that. Henderson's 202. Kyle Williams is under 200 pounds. He's 5'10". So, you know, maybe the size will come back to bite them. I think this offense needs big play potential. And on day two, they got those guys. They got guys who can help Drake May on offense, explosive, big play guys that I think the offense really was lacking.
Yeah, no, I agree. And so Kyle Williams in the third round, like, I think is a pretty good pick. Like, he's another speed guy who's super productive his last year at Washington State. He was another guy that was in college for a long time. He was at UNLV, then transferred. Speed guy that I think you sort of sprinkle him into this offense where he doesn't have to play every single snap, but he is a home run threat. For so many years, really, post Tom Brady and even Tom Brady's last year, not his fault, but you looked around, you're like, how many guys can score a touchdown from anywhere on the field? Wasn't very many, if any. And now you're getting to the point where, all right, at least the two guys that you just brought in could be home run hitters. Could be, you know, that wasn't even the case. As high as people might have been after the draft last year on Jalen Polk, second round pick, that wasn't one of the traits that he had.
No.
And so now you at least bring in two guys that might be able to provide that. I like that. I like that a lot.
So it's interesting you bring that up. Text line, Jones and Keith, would you be willing to reassess your draft grades at the end of the season? Sure.
And I mean, that's how it worked because... Okay, go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to say, last year we both
liked the draft.
We both liked their draft last year.
It was terrible.
I love the Drake May pick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a fan of Drake May for most of that pre-draft process. So I was going to like the draft a lot because I liked their first pick. But I talked myself into Polk as a need in round two.
I even liked Baker more than Polk. Baker was a guy that fell in the draft.
I like
super
Baker.
Talented. So,
I talked myself a little bit into Caden Wallace. I'm like, whatever, they needed a tackle, they got a tackle. 1, 2, 3, they addressed needs. And I was wrong. I probably would have given it an A year ago when I was wrong about that. So for sure, if I'm wrong about this, I'll reevaluate.
Oh, yeah.
If they knock it out of the park, we'll give them tons of credit. I like some of the guys they got on day three. You know, Farmer and guys like this that fell to you. That could have been day two picks. Like, those are good values.
Yes, Swinson was good at LSU.
I'm not going to fifth round. But I'm not going to outweigh a fifth rounder does not outweigh the number four overall pick for me. It just doesn't.
No.
And so if Campbell's a left tackle, then I was wrong. The draft is great.
Yeah.
But if he has to kick to left guard, I'm going to stand by the grade.
No, I think it's as clear as that. Now, you want these other guys to hit. Like, last year, you had one good player in the draft, basically. Maybe two, and then you traded him because he wanted to play. So you get rid of Joe
effectively as another sixth rounder. Yeah,
correct. So that's what you ended up getting. But no, overall, I mean, between positions of need. Now, the other thing going into it for the Patriots was almost any player they picked, you could check off as a position of need.
That's true.
Like, that's kind of even after free agency.
Yeah, outside of quarterback.
Right, outside of quarterback. Because even if they have a guy that might be a starter, you're like, all right, well, for how long and how good is he and all that. So really every player. I mean, their first four picks, five picks, like all of them, you could be like, well, need. And even two guys we didn't even get into at the start of the show, but they did draft a kicker and they did draft a long snapper.
Okay, so necessary and unnecessary.
You don't need to draft a long snapper, but
a kicker they needed to draft. Good.
Yeah,
good,
fine.
Good time pick.
I'll take a kicker.
Yeah, whatever.
But he'll probably be your kicker.
Well, I was going to say, compare him to the other kid who went and who's better. Like, we'll look at it that way, but they needed a kicker. I'm happy they took a kicker. Fine.
And then you'd assume Joe Cardona is going to get cut, right?
I
would assume.
I wouldn't rule it out. Reese had a weird tweet today.
Last year's captains, by the way. They found a way to just get rid of every single guy ever.
Reese had a weird tweet. He said, the Patriots move into phase two of their voluntary offseason program today. Traditionally, this is also a time when some players are released, making room for undrafted free agents, etc. So that, look, I know how Reese operates.
Yeah.
That's a clue that they're releasing some people. Maybe it's Cardona, maybe
not. I would
not
think Cardona.
But they're going to be releasing players. Is that Jalen Polk, Javon Baker? Is it Kendrick Bourne? Is it Jelani Tavai? Is it Joe Cardona?
I'm not telling
you I know the names, but
I think the wideouts will be here.
They're
going to
be releasing somebody.
But I think, Cardona, I mean, maybe that you bring him into camp. But you don't draft a guy at that position if he's not on the team.
I would never draft a guy at that position,
period. No, neither would I. But
okay. Yeah, so those are some other guys that they got. Maybe that bumps him up into the A range for some of you. They draft the long snapper in the seventh round.
I'm not saying that. I was just pointing out that more dominoes are going to fall for this roster.
No, for sure. So Mark Daniels been big on this. He wrote about it today at Mass Live. He said Mike Vrabel has created a new culture in New England that was seen during round two when the Patriots had a healthy debate about two prospects. Elliot Wolf talked about this on Friday. Some difficult conversations. Can we hear that one, Nick? This was Wolf again on Friday night.
Elliot, whether this was a trade or pick you made or a trade or pick that didn't happen, what was the hardest decision tonight?
The hardest decision tonight was what to eat. I wasn't really excited about some of the choices in there, but eventually I'm
also wasn't his
in all honesty. There was some really good conversations before our first pick with Coach Vrabel and Ryan and Cam and Matt and Alonzo. Just there was a little bit of a debate about who we were going to pick, and ultimately one of the players we were talking about got drafted, so it didn't end up mattering. But I think it was a really good step in the right direction just for us working together in our relationship as, you know, coworkers. And because we have to have productive disagreements for this to work, like we can't just agree on everything. We can't just acquiesce to each other on something. So I think it was really productive from that standpoint.
Okay. So the idea is that they had a good, healthy negotiation and everybody's thoughts were heard.
And then they ordered food.
I mean, I just love
that. You think Travis Hunter? You think it was like, hey, we want Travis Hunter. We want Will Campbell. Travis Hunter gets taken off the board. Then, like, the Will Campbell votes won out.
No, I think it was. I initially thought it was Higgins, the wide receiver from Iowa State. That's what a lot of people seem to think it was. Bedard has reported it was the.
Oh, he's talking about the second round.
Yes.
Not the first round. Sorry.
Yes. This was the guard out of Arizona that Miami jumped him for.
Yeah, that went, what, 37?
And
the
Patriots were a little rattled when they were on the clock. It went inside of a minute. I think they were listening heavily on trading that pick. They ultimately stuck and took Henderson. So I don't think they were fully sold on Henderson. They stood there, but I think they wanted to move that pick because they wanted a player that got taken before them. But I think that whole thing's amusing. The idea is that we're all being heard. We're all sharing ideas. And Wolf's trying to make it sound like he has say. I mean, the way it went is Elliott said whatever, and Vrabel's like, we're taking Henderson. Like, that's the way I think it went.
Oh, yeah. But I think, I mean, you mentioned a lot of names in there. They all have a voice, right? Or they all have, like, they're in the room, but then Mike Vrabel's going to pick. Now, I wonder, we had this debate last year, too, when after it wasn't Belichick anymore. You're like, say there's six guys at a table, and Elliot Wolf felt one way, the other five felt another way. Last year, who's winning that? It was sort of like up for debate because we didn't really know. It was sort of like uncharted territory. Now, I think based on how free agency has played out and everything else they've said, if Rabel's the in the minority, he could still push through what he wants.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And so that was, again, Wolf on Friday night. 617-779-7937. Let's knock out a few of these calls, and then we got to play Bill and Jordan more.
I mean, those two lovebirds.
We got to circle back to that for a second.
Everything's fine.
That's worth it.
Yep.
A couple of fans want to, or callers want to weigh in on Durant versus the fans in Cleveland. Go ahead, Matt in Brighton. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you, my friend? How's everything?
Going great.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, okay, so do you think that people now are going to take this Durant thing and use it against him because they're going to try to get into his head? Like, let's say if you had a heckler, like, is there anything on the ticket that says you can't go to the game and shout out? Like, to a certain point, I understand.
So, Matt, so, Keith, you brought this up before.
Yeah, kind of. Now, hopefully there's not as many a-holes out there, but unfortunately we know that there are a bunch. And I think there will be some that say stuff to him again, knowing what you can say to get a reaction.
Here to me is the point about Durant. Fans shouldn't cross that line about telling him to kill himself. Like, like who is debating that? Of course shouldn't yell that. And you should be ejected from any ballpark if you yell that. Obviously. My point is, this is like the fourth or fifth fan incident that we know about.
Yeah.
There was the stuff in Kansas City where he was yelling at the fans. There was the incident that was documented in the clubhouse where he's yelling at the fans in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even have known about that one, but they put it in the Netflix special. He got suspended for yelling at a fan last year.
Yes, he did.
An epithet.
Yep.
And now this. So it's at least four that I can come up with off the top of my head. So people are saying, oh, well, obviously he responded to this fan. Anybody would respond to this fan for what he said. That's an awful thing that he said. True.
It is. But
he's responded for a lot less in the past.
Yeah, correct. He got himself in trouble for it one time. And so, yeah, this is one of those things where, and by the way, there is sort of a fan code of conduct. Yeah, there is. Like, you can't say anything
you
want.
That crosses the line. It's reprehensible with the fans.
No, but I don't know if that's what the caller was alluding to.
He's saying, will more callers, more fans be invited to do that?
They might, but hopefully, I mean, they get thrown out and whatever else, however that goes, and hopefully it cuts down on it. But, I mean,
The message now is you get thrown out of the ballpark and maybe you lose access to future tickets or season tickets if you have them. So that's not the message to fans.
Right.
Jeff is in Maine. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Thanks for letting me chip in. A couple of ideas. First of all, a nuance about what the fan said I don't think has been addressed yet. Nope. He didn't say nut job or kook or straitjacket. He said you should have done the job right. You should have actually killed yourself.
Yeah, so, I mean, is that better or worse? I don't know what he's trying to say there. But I don't think there's much nuance. The fan crossed the line.
No, I mean, I feel like it's kind of in the same area, isn't it?
But, like, the fan crossed the line. Should Jaren Duran respond when he already knew security? He was told security was going to get involved and intervene. And it's not the first time we've seen it. And so, look, that would take a lot of restraints. Restraint that I'm not fully aware of. Sure. I haven't had to deal with what Duran has dealt with. But, you know, that's a large trend now with Duran. He's been here in the bigs, what, 4 or 5 years? And there's at least an incident a year.
At least.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. Meanwhile, let's hear a little more. We played this earlier in the show. It's worth a second spin, Keith.
Oh, my God.
This is Bill Belichick on CBS after he took some massive shots at Robert Kraft. If you missed that, Odyssey app, you can go back, use the rewind feature, and listen to our take on that, Audacy. Here's Bill Belichick and his muse, his ideal mill, Jordan Hudson on CBS.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the philosophy.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No. It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
All right, so good little point by him. Hey, I want to jump in there.
There's a lot in there.
So first of all, he's like, she's a constant presence, which you highlighted is his way of letting you know what a pain in the ass this gal was during this interview.
Like, we had to cut out so much of it to not have her in there. Because I know some of the Belichick defenders are like, why would they include that? That should have been cut. Well, if she kept interrupting about how answers were or how Bill was answering things or what questions were being asked, they were probably like, all right, this is a part of the story now. This is a major part of the story. We're going to include this. And the little shot over to her, like, scowling.
We're not talking about this.
I'm telling you.
She's, like, scrolling through her phone, like, agitated.
You can learn a lot about a person just by looking at their eyes. And I was on this from Jump Street.
You were.
You got to give me credit.
Keith,
I saw her eyes and I was terrified of this person.
Credit, Keith. What you said earlier, you saw the eyes and you called her a what?
A succubus. It's from season three.
Sick brag, bro.
It's from season three of South Park when Chef got a new girlfriend and the kids knew. The kids knew.
They knew. Just listen to the kids, listen to Keith. Yeah.
I believe that's when the succubus was asking for about $350. I think it was that episode too. But, you can kind of tell. Just like I could tell when Joe Mazzulla, first game Joe Mazzulla coach, he's chomping gum like a maniac. Yeah. His eyes looked all screwy. I was like, watch out for this guy.
It's what many people say about my eyes, quite frankly.
But Jordan, there is reason to be concerned.
Florio reported it wasn't, we're told, the only time she interjected.
Right.
While we don't know the total number of interruptions, it's our understanding CBS decided to include that one because it wasn't a one-time
I kind of want the uncut full interview. I want the 1 hour interview.
See just how much she
see
was.
See how many times she's chiming in.
Oh my God, Bill, I just saw this on TikTok. We should reenact this.
But
she's
what like, makes
interjecting in the middle of the interview.
What makes this extra strange, not a 24-year-old girl objecting to a question by CBS to a 73-year-old man who's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not that. It's that I thought they had already told the story of how they met.
No, they told a story about how they met.
There you go.
Was it the real story?
Yeah, but just stick to that one, and then we move on.
We met on a plane. He was single. I was single.
He helped me with my homework.
I love psychology.
Like, we know you just celebrated your 24th birthday, so it's not one of these, like, 17, 18 things. No, it's not that.
Not that.
It's...
But what is it?
Well, it allows us to have our imaginations run
wild. We're not talking
wild.
About that. Makes it seem extra sketchy.
That was the weirdest thing of the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Like, that was just so out there.
For sure. I did enjoy... We'll get to this eventually. I did enjoy when Bill had to be... Like, he was... All the social media videos were being explained to him about all the things they've done.
Did you get that secondhand, like, uncomfortableness? Like, yeah.
Let's hear this.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on. Though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
Of course.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan, where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you.
Yeah.
What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Kinda. To do an airplane.
Yeah. So I'm on some of those social media platforms. But I honestly don't follow him.
I mean, it the whole thing is wild. But
that's amazing.
That guy.
He's on CBS Sunday mornings on the news, effectively.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's being read about flopping around fisherman style and flying an airplane.
But give 24-year-old, give that guy credit. Yeah. The guy doing the interview,
he crushed it.
Like so good, so professional.
Yeah.
Because like, how could you possibly not be like those pictures? Like, what are we doing? And he's like, that's a different side of you.
Yeah.
Charming.
So charming.
Not creepy at all.
Oh, I loved it. It's charming,
at
actually.
All. You have a granddaughter the same age. It's not creepy or weird at all. It's actually charming and a different side of you. But you know he's thinking a different thing. And then he's just saying, like very professional CBS News type of stuff.
Again, it's worth seeking out on the Odyssey app. The reporter did a phenomenal job with the craft question.
The craft question, he was good. Yeah, he was good for all of this.
And some of the clips they included, like when Robert's like, I don't want to kiss him. He's been sick or whatever it was.
It was
like
a mutual parting of the ways. He said fired.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the stuff they left in as follow-ups, the reporter crushed it. So I was unaware with his work, but great job.
But just the little shots that you could write off as not being shots when he's like, oh, there's Jordan right over there.
Yeah.
And like, because I'm sure that's weird for him. I can't imagine how many interviews he has done. And how often have you had, like, the girlfriend or the boyfriend just, like, lurking around in the background and, like, chiming in? And he's like, all right, well, this is new for Bill Belichick. I think that had to be the breaking point because we know, obviously, there's a lot of Belichick fans, and there should be. Like, he's a great head coach. People on that side have defended all of his moves. Like, yeah, North Carolina is a football school. Like, North Carolina, that's a good, like, he's coaching. All these NFL teams are dumb. North Carolina, he's going to win a title in North Carolina. And, like, his kid's a good coach. Like, people are defending him. That's fine. You can defend all those things. You can't.
He's living his best life. Does it look that way?
Is that right?
It looks like he's living his best life.
It looks like he is screaming for help. Behind his eyes, he is screaming for help.
Nice.
He's wearing a ripped sweatshirt. Which I also give him credit for.
Yeah,
I appreciate how like Adam Sandler dresses for late night shows.
Yeah, good point.
So if Belichick wants to wear a tattered...
Who are we to critique a man's outfit?
But he picked one that looked like he ran into Freddy Krueger. I'm like, maybe...
Both of them. Like literally, like they just kind of rolled out of bed and showed up for the interview.
Scratched up, ripped.
So you're just in an oversized sweatshirt. Yep. And he's in a shredded sweatshirt.
Yep.
Yeah, they dress alike. It's scary. It's scary. If I knew Bill personally, like, I'd be like legit scared.
Bill, do you need help?
Just blink twice on CBS Morning.
Let us know if you need anything.
I think he does.
Good for them.
They look comfortable.
Yeah, no. Good for them. And honestly,
just comfortable in their own skin.
Honestly,
that's what you want in your better half, right?
Everybody needs to stop being so obsessed with it. It's Bill's private life. What Bill does with his private life, bringing his girlfriend to interviews and having her interject and interrupt the thing and be super annoying about it. That's Bill's private life. Don't focus on it and interject on that.
This guy wrote a book about winning? I mean, I guess on the field, sure.
As you said earlier, I'm sure those are selling like hotcakes these days,
Keith. Oh, my God. Can't keep them on the shelf.
617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way today at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. We'll get you our clip du jour. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
I'm so happy. Cause today from
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Jones, let's begin in the NBA. Of course, we talked Celtics. They are in the playoffs after all, and 4 games into that series, they're up 3-1. As for the rest of the games yesterday, you had another instant classic in the Knicks-Pistons game. Knicks had a 94-93 win, a little bit of a ref controversy at the end of that game.
Yeah, did you think that was a foul?
I did. They even said after the fact that it was.
Yeah, the NBA has come out and said they missed a call. It looked like a foul in real time, but, you know, it's a bit much of... I mean, the Pistons have peed away so much. They could have...
Pistons weren't ready for prime time here.
They could have swept New York.
Like, yeah, they should have. They should have won all these
games.
The
series could be over. They could be up 4-0 and the series could be done. Yeah. So it's hard for me to give them too much sympathy, but I did think that was a fail.
They are the Knicks 1 win away from advancing to the next round. My Minnesota Timberwolves.
Looking good.
Anthony Edwards just bullying LeBron James.
He really did.
as they beat the Lakers by 3. That was a very physical game, physical series.
You see Redick after the game also crying about the refs?
He likes to cry, though.
Okay.
That's JJ Redick for you.
He flat out tripped. He wasn't tripped. He stepped on top of his foot.
I love that Redick is like, well, Luka doesn't just fall on his own. I'm like, you ever watch Luka?
Have you seen Luka?
Yeah, he does it all the time.
He kind
of
does.
And Redick, he ran that team into the – none of them had a – they showed the graphic literally every time they took a break, but they're like, they played the whole second half. LeBron's played the whole second half. LeBron didn't score in the fourth quarter. You wonder why.
Yeah.
Redick ran him into the ground, and then he wants to turn around and blame the refs.
Take a hike.
You screwed it up, JJ. What are you talking about?
So the Timberwolves are up 3-1 in that series. Yeah. Also, the Pacers blew out the Bucks, and Damian Lillard went down with an Achilles injury. So the Bucks also one win away from advancing to the second round.
I want my Bucks pick back. That was a bad pick by me.
Horrible pick.
Yeah, it was not good.
Terrible
yeah.
pick. Two games tonight. Cavs have a chance to go for the sweep of the Heat. And the Warriors take on the Rockets with Golden State up 2-1.
Are you worried at all about your Rockets pick?
Yeah. I went in, I was very hopeful. If they get this one, though, it's 2-2 going back to Houston. So tonight's obviously huge.
I'll be consistent, by the way. I thought it was soft that Tatum missed game two with his wrist bruise. It's real soft that Jimmy Butler missed a game for a butt bruise.
Butt bruise.
That's about as soft as it gets.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Not great.
Swear to me that everything that you said
about the grab bag
is true.
I swear.
Okay.
Stanley Cup playoffs, Jones. Yesterday, Jim Montgomery.
Oh.
And the Blues.
Got on the board?
It was for the second time.
Oh.
Blues-Jets series tied 2-2.
Wow, Monty.
Yeah, Monty's good right in right the thick of things.
I didn't even realize they got game
but
three in there.
What's his win percentage?
Yeah, good question.
It's better than Don's, tell you that much. Hurricanes beat the Devils 5-2. Carolina up 3-1. Capitals beat the Canadians 5-2. Washington is up 3-1. And the Oilers got a 4-3 win in overtime over the Kings. Tied 2-2 now in that series.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, actually in the Capitals series, I think one of the highlights, if you will, did you see Tom Wilson destroy somebody?
I did see this, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Nice.
And then tonight in the NHL, you have Lightning Panthers. Brad Marchand's Panthers up 2-1 in that series. And then Avalanche and Stars play game 5.
Are you rooting for Marchand?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Are Bruins fans, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I am not, because I feel like he is not rooting for me, so I've chosen not to root for
him. You've already been proven pretty right.
I think so.
Yeah.
But no.
Still not rooting for him.
Oh, he's on my beefs list.
It's true. That's a good point. You're never getting your way out of the beefs list. That's true.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, so we talked a lot about Shedeur Sanders. Not a ton, but we spent a little bit of time on Shedeur Sanders in the fall. We had our ideas as to why. One other element to this was he got pranked. He got Ashton Kutcher punked by a kid who filmed it and posted. So these old Miss, like, frat bros pranked Shedeur Sanders, called his phone. So apparently all these prospects get like a draft phone that only NFL teams have the number to.
Right, which if you've seen this video of Shedeur getting pranked, immediately when he hangs up, he's like, no one even has this number. How would this happen?
It's not like his number.
Correct.
So he was really confused, and these kids are like, hey, this is Mickey Loomis, for the GM of the Saints. We're going to get picked. He's like, okay.
Yeah. Got him.
Yeah.
Right. And then they're like, oh, you got to keep waiting. Never mind. And then Shedeur, even like, whether you like, hate, or have no opinion of Shedeur, even he's like, that was weird. Like,
what does that mean?
He's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
That was confusing.
But it turns out.
The real big story of this, you're like, oh, whatever, just some loser kid and whatever. Like, I'm sure Shedeur Sanders will get over it. But it's the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator's son who did this, which I feel like. What a loser. Like the
kid?
No, the coach.
Oh, yeah, well,
the kid's a loser for doing it, but
absolutely,
like, whatever.
But he's in his early 20s. Shouldn't have made the mistake, but okay, fine. He's a young man.
Even allowing that to get into the hands of his kid, if you can't trust him.
What do you think happened? Because the official excuse in the Falcons statement is all the coaches, you know, they get these draft
iPads
burner
or
phones.
Whatever, Yeah.
But I'm saying they all get these numbers, and so Albrecht would have had access to it. And the claim is, he left a tablet around, and the kid saw the number and wrote it down and took it back to college and pranked Shedeur Sanders. Other players got pranked, by the way. Tyler Warren got pranked. There's another unknown player who got pranked after they picked.
Jeez.
And so, or at least as of yesterday, I haven't checked today, maybe that name is known. So there was
that.
An epidemic of this. But, yeah, I mean, Ulbrich's kid is a loser.
Hey, this is with the Rams. You just got picked. Like, well, I got picked an hour ago, so.
And you wonder how the kid got the number, yeah. And if you take the Falcons at their word, which I'm with you. I would not do.
No. Okay, he's suspect.
Suspect.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
The Pittsburgh Penguins have fired head coach Mike Sullivan.
Next coach of the Bruins?
Seems like it, doesn't it?
I think he's certainly going to be on the short list. That's a name that Scott McLaughlin's brought up with us a bunch.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a really good hire, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it could be.
You know, I want a guy with experience, so I would have him certainly on the Jones short list.
All right.
Honey, what do you feel like doing for dinner tonight?
I don't know. I could go for some grab bag.
I don't know. I had grab bag yesterday around 1:30, but I guess I could have some more.
I don't know.
You could.
You know what, Jones? It's the Hogdale call of the day. Best moment from the weekend series was?
Durant swiping home.
Yeah.
Well, here comes Ray stealing home. He's in! Holy f***! Jared Durant! He steals home! It's a 6-0 ball game! What the f*** just happened?
So it sounds like, what does it sound like when Hogdale sees a steal of home? Well, yeah, there's your answer.
You know, I heard O'Brien on the broadcast over the weekend. I mean, he got amped.
It's fine.
He didn't get Hogdale amped.
No.
No.
A few people do.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Yeah, get it ready.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, top at the box office this weekend in the old theaters. Top five movies at the box office. Sinners. Repeats is number one. Wiggy saw it. We also enjoyed it.
Yeah, Wiggy comes in. He comes in today and he goes, Keith, have you seen it? I was like, you know.
Wiggy, I talked to you about it. I told you it was the best movie ever.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
I thought I heard that last week. And the first thing he says is, did you see it? I'm like, I know Keith saw it. You know Keith saw it.
I don't know if you noticed this. When we saw Wiggy at Fenway before we got to our seats, I was like, hey, Wiggy. And he, like, turned around with the face of, like, clearly, like, oh, just some rando recognized me. And it, like, took him a second. He's like, oh, okay. I was like, all right.
Good.
Anyway, Sinners was number one. A very slight drop-off from week one, which is very impressive. So it's doing really well. Do you want to take a guess at what the second highest-grossing movie at the box office this weekend? The Accountant 2 came out.
Ooh.
Until Dawn came out.
Ooh.
Minecraft is in week four. You want to take a guess?
I'm going Accountant 2 just because I know Missoula's seen it a whole bunch.
Wrong.
Dang.
The re-release of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Wow.
20-year anniversary for Revenge of the Sith. Davey and I are going to talk about it tonight on the Dork Podcast to celebrate 20 years.
I heard you talking about this last week. Yeah. That's the only reason I even knew it was back in theaters because you guys were going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Dork coverage.
So they did a re-release. They put it in theater. It made $25 million.
New ending? New actors, new
same
ending? Like a whole new thing,
exact
right?
Oh, okay. Thing, which you can watch right now for free on Disney+. The Accountant 2 actually just missed out. It lost by $1 million to Star Wars. So that was third. Minecraft was fourth. And then a distant fifth was Until Dawn, which I still want to see, but we'll get to there at some point.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, the NFL draft is in the books. Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
You know it.
Yeah, he is.
Sounds like not for long, though.
Browns?
No, the Steelers owner came out and was like, well, the Browns might.
Browns should get in on this.
Steelers owner came out and basically was like, yeah, we're going to get a deal.
We kind of have to. So they ended up taking, what, Will Howard in the sixth round?
That's it.
Yeah, they don't got much. Grab bag! All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from yesterday's slate of games. Jones, Giannis, 28-15-6 in a loss.
Nope.
Jalen Brunson, 32-5-11
nope.
in a win. Jason Tatum.
No.
37-14. Your guy, LeBron James, 27-12-8
nope.
in a loss.
No.
Anthony Edwards, 43-9-6.
If you watch, that's the guy for sure. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with off day for the Red Sox, so no opponent, random player.
Truly random.
It's the most random it could possibly be. This man played catcher, outfielder.
Oh.
First baseman.
Catcher, outfielder, first baseman.
Played all three of those spots.
Okay.
Mike Napoli.
Ooh.
Wow.
Good guess.
Yeah, it's a great guess. It's not Mike Napoli. Played, it was a one-time All-Star.
That's it.
And played for one team.
His whole career.
His entire career, his eight-year career, which started in 1992 and ended after the 1999 season. He played 8 years for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh.
Now, he was with the American League Brewers and the National League Brewers.
I was going to say Lucroy. That's way too early for him.
Yeah, no, he was only in the 90s. One-time All-Star. He went out on a high note. His last year, he was an All-Star. And what if I told you he made $13.7 million in the bigs? Okay.
Brewers catcher.
92 to 99?
Yep. Yeah, yes. This is I feel like Billy's wheelhouse specifically.
I would think so. He was teammates with Jeremy Burnitz.
Trying to picture like my yellow Fleer cards.
It's not Burnitz.
Jeff Jenkins.
It's not Jeff Jenkins.
Oh, good one.
Teammates with Jeff
with a G.
Yep. Geoff Jenkins. Geoff. Played with both those guys. Teammates with both. I'm sure he was well liked.
No, this
text,
guy.
Twitch has
they got it.
Yeah, Twitch has it. Text, I don't see it yet.
Now, Jaha played for too many teams. I'm going to look.
Ooh, John Jaha was good.
Wait, you said Text has it? That can't be right.
That's not a name I
recognize.
I said Twitch has it.
Is it Dave Nilsson?
Oh, yeah.
He got it.
I'm not.
Random.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's a player I've ever even heard of.
Dave Nilsson.
Dave Nilsson.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had 21 dongs his last year. It was an all-star catcher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nilsson or Nelson?
Nielsen. He's Australian.
Okay.
That was the Fenway All-Star game.
Because the
text line says Nelson.
No, it's not Nelson. It's Nielsen.
Twitch says Nilsson. You're saying Nielsen. Okay.
Twitch chat's also saying the first Australian in the All-Star game.
Wow.
How do you like that? Fun fact.
Good work.
Yeah. Good day, mate.
Good work in there. Who had that detail? That was Rather Be Golfing had that
he'd
detail.
He'd rather be golfing.
Great work. That's a player I legitimately don't remember. Very, very random.
And he was at the 99 All-Star game at Fenway.
Yeah, he was.
I think we should know that.
We should.
No?
Look,
we should know a lot of these. I hardly know any of them.
I think 99 true. Was like the MB hats that they had.
Yeah. Oh, those are nice. So that's... there it is.
Grab bag.
Random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. And we have the clip du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we had our guy, Neil in the van, call in.
Our
and
guy.
He has set some lofty goals, I would say, for 2025.
Let's go up to, well, I was going to say Maine, but who
Could
really
be
knows?
Anywhere.
Who really knows?
He's on the road.
It's Neil in the van. What's up, Neil?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm up in Maine. I'm in Brunswick, Maine today.
Nice.
So, hey, you know, I'm going to try my the playoffs for the Red Sox. I'm going to try to hit up and call you on 100 different towns.
Love it.
Okay, I love
great.
That.
We'll get, maybe we get like a little map for
it's
Neil and
goal.
put like a pin in it.
Yes.
For everywhere he's going. Maybe we could do that.
You know.
Honestly,
follow Neil.
Might be good for the authorities. Yeah. Okay, keep going. Yes.
There is a New England.
I'm calling
anyway.
About the Tatum thing.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything wrong with what Joe said to him. He said he was get up. That's fine. No way, shape, or form have you ever hurt your arm and not been able to stand up. They knew that.
But, I mean, I don't know if that's entirely true.
They were going to try to play hard. They were going to try to. That's the only way everybody knew Magic could stay into that series.
Yeah. So look.
I live in a van down by the river.
All right. Yeah. At some point, I had to jump in there. Maybe I should have done that a little sooner. In retrospect, but yeah.
Hopefully, not driving the van this morning. But
the guy is drunk.
So he's going to try to get for every place he goes. We'll put a little pin when he calls. So he's calling from there.
Yeah. You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
That's
so Brunswick today.
Brunswick, check.
Check.
We'd have to go back and listen.
Yep.
Maybe we could, Nick, if you want to go back and listen to all the previous calls.
No. This
and
is
make sure
more.
We know where.
Starting now.
Starting now. So we start in Brunswick.
I don't really understand what he meant by the Red Sox playoffs. Did he say that at the beginning?
Did he say by the playoffs?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe you got the Red Sox and the Celtics confused.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. You might get 2 years to fill that out. You never even know.
It also prompted a texter to say you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, which
it's a good point.
I would agree.
We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Andy Hart back from Green Bay. What's up?
Excited to be back.
Looking forward
to have you back.
Recapping this draft. Busy sports weekend.
Big
crazy
time.
I mean, I feel like in the last few days, over the going into late last week, you had like Porzingis bleeding everywhere. Right. Will Campbell, everybody loves Will Campbell. The Red Sox are winning, they're losing. Duran's getting into fights with fans. Like, just a lot to pack into Sports
Bill
Talk
Belichick,
Radio on Monday.
Mel Kiper.
I'm going to be taking a victory lap over the Bill Belichick thing. I told Bill months and months and months ago, just blink twice, I'll come get you.
Yeah, he
I don't
needs,
care.
He needs your help right
we
now.
We had our ups and downs over the years, but I will come save you. And now you sent
what's
it out.
What's Ernie Adams doing right now? He's just letting this go?
The
he's
family,
standing
the
by?
Kids, anybody, somebody.
He doesn't
Where's
have Ernie
Matt
in his
Patricia
ear.
Where's Matt Patricia when you need him? What's Lombardi doing?
He replaced Ernie with Jordan, and this is what the mess he's in.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I feel for him. He needs to go into, like, conservatorship or something.
It is.
It's like Britney level, you're saying?
Close to it.
Yeah.
Pretty close
Britney,
to
it. Britney, Bieber, Belichick.
Like, when he just looks over.
Three Bs of I'm scared for you.
And how about the validation or vindication for the NFL teams and the embarrassment for UNC? Like,
oh, yeah.
This was supposed to be their big deal. Oh, we're going to spend $20 million. We're going to be a big-time football. Bill, what are you doing?
Well, when she was walking around on the field, like in cowboy boots, I'm sure the AD there was like, what have we done?
We might have gone too far.
What
well, now
we
that,
done?
Bozo,
sold our
that
soul.
Bozo also ripped the sleeves off his dress shirt. So, I mean,
so
that,
maybe he didn't
that,
feel that way.
It might all fit.
Yeah,
good point.
A lot of bozos do that at the press conference. This is day after day bozo behavior from Bill.
Consistent bozo behavior.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
and then,
that's
I don't know,
true.
Did you guys dive into the weeds of this on social media?
Oh, well.
Not a topic I'm sure I'm comfortable bringing up on air, but.
Yeah, go there. What'd you see?
That this could be a certain type of relationship?
I don't know.
So you read into some of that?
Dude, I've read everything.
Okay. Do we buy it?
Dude, I'm not willing to write
talk
anything off.
But do you,
I'm not
going to
talk about it.
Do you buy it?
I know nothing about it.
Interesting.
You have
any experts on today?
I'd love to get some experts. Stiz actually seemed like he had a background. He was interested in that topic.
Stiz connection's coming in huge now.
Nice.
But I had never considered that angle to this, which people can find on social media.
It didn't cross
my
mind.
No, I thought it was, I ain't saying she a gold digger, like, kind of, but this is more.
No, I know.
Like, there's an actual thing. Like
Julia Roberts
acronyms,
was in a movie about
there's
it.
There's acronyms about this that Stiz was telling
you? Yes. I took a deep dive
okay,
into
this. So everybody knows about this.
Yeah,
yes.
For work.
For work, I had to.
Me too.
Potentially for work. Yeah, you took a deep dive.
Stiz was showing me. We were estimating costs.
That's a good cut. Get that clean.
Okay, so we'll talk about Bill.
We'll be listening
more.
Good.
The playoffs. Okay. I do think it's a good thing that the Boston Celtics have been punched in the mouth, both literally and figuratively, in this series.
Okay.
I think it will pay dividends because there's no way the Knicks can do this, so they're going to blow the Knicks out next series.
Okay. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons, they got you covered. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We're back tomorrow at 10 on a Tier Tuesday, a Tom E. Tuesday. We got Kiefer Madness for you tomorrow. A lot beginning at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.